The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Whoa.
Oh, what?
Not quite there.
All right, I'll do it my way. Good morning, Sovereign Minds.
Woohoo. Go, Travis, go.
Yeah.
It is April 24th, 2022. We're back. We're a little bit more refreshed. We need some more time off still. We'll get some more this week, maybe get some stuff done around the house. I'll tell you, it was a grueling tax season. Every year it's a little harder. Every year it's a little worse. It really doesn't help when you have Dementia Joe, passing tax laws that are just completely off the charts stupid. Wizard of the, that's Joe. That's his.
Oh.
That was
now.
His
listen, America can be described in one word. True and a job and under pressure.
Wow. You guys are like really loud. I gotta turn you down.
Turn us down.
Yeah, they're all loud.
Turn down.
I know.
Well, this is
and
because,
you thought I was
no,
bad, Travis. Yeah,
that's because Terry's been sitting here.
Oh yes, he has a hearing problem, I think.
Anyway. So what a couple of weeks. We got off on the 18th. You know, the tax laws. I did a show on Sovereign Minds, the podcast. You can go over there to Rumble, mountaintopmedia.com. Check that out. We talked about how the IRS is about ready to collapse, according to their own figures. An article by Daniel Pilla, who's an attorney that we've been, using his stuff for 30-something years. He's out of Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Well, it's just like almost anything right now. It's all starting to collapse, you know?
It's
ugly. Crazy.
We're going to talk about that today, too. We're going to talk about...
I think that's a big subject
the,
everywhere.
Food shortages that are coming. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff. But first, I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting. That's my sister, Linda, by the way, for all of you meatheads out there that keeps trying to say she's my
like
wife.
Like News Cafe!
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
I'm sorry, Cameron I had to
wife.
Put that in there,
and
you know?
And Red Smith has been gone for months and months.
He's been gone for years.
Like a year.
A couple years. I mean, hello.
Cyber Dave has been with us for a long time. But first, I'm going to say that she does all the heavy lifting, a ball of endless energy, a movable object, an unstoppable force of nature, slayer of snowflakes, and has more BS that she's seen than a BOS meeting.
Yes.
I almost screwed that up.
And other things.
I'm out of practice.
Not just a BOS meeting. There is other places.
And
there's
other
so much
things.
BS coming
you're
out.
Total, I thought you were talking about me.
Well, there.
You're a screw up. It's just like Dad used to say, you're a screw up. But you know, anyway. And we're, never mind.
Yeah.
And the kid that rocks around the clock, faster than a speeding internet connection, more powerful than a high-speed download, a 10th degree black belt and RAM, Cyber Dave Johnson.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Yeah, I thought you'd like kind of give me a couple of, jabs and something. And the Guardian of the Magic Bumper Button. It's a bumper button now. The Guardian of the Magic Button of Silence. The Librarian of Bumper. The Time Bandit of Breaks. Keyboard Revenue Specialist and Producer Extraordinaire, Travis!
Go, Travis!
You're welcome.
We love Travis.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
He loves himself.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Hey, boy. Moving right along. So, we're back at it, you know, a little rusty. You know, I'd be surprised you get a little ring rust, you know, after being out of the office for a couple of weeks or, I don't know, it hasn't even been a couple of weeks, but a couple of days seem like a long time just to get some rest. We were at a fundraiser last night. And I outbid you for a 22.
I could have kept going, but I wasn't. I'll cut it right there. I'm not going to say anymore.
We already know by now you get all the guns. That last fundraiser you invited me to, that was only like $2,000 into it.
I won, but I could have kept going.
You won
but
something, didn't you, last night? You won a couple things.
Got like a, I'm going to, I just let it go.
She got a basket of marshmallows or something.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Yep, because, you don't want to hear my thoughts on that one.
No.
No. So no. Let's move on.
Okay, I'm moving along because I don't want to hear your thoughts. So with that said, we want you to consider, I don't know, donating to our program. Send us some money. Not that we need it, but it's always nice to get checks in the mail.
Well, nothing's for free. We don't get paid to do this, and there's a lot that goes with it. I mean, right now, we're doing okay, but if you want us to stay on the air, it is good to help. Every little bit helps.
Checks out.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be like a couple hundred dollars. It can be $5.
No, we don't care.
Whatever. We don't care, but you can send it to us and we'll put it in the kitty.
And make the checks out to PECON, Patriots Educating Concerned Americans Now. It's 501c3. All donations are tax deductible. And please write media in the reference line. The address, go ahead and give the address, sis.
14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, Redding, California, 96003.
Wow. There we have it. Okay, so, we got a bunch
of
stuff.
Don't forget, there's a rally today.
I was just going to talk about that, but I'll let you do that.
Whether it's Sundial Amphitheater or Turtle Bay, it's down there. And it's from 3 to 5, and you can meet all the candidates. It's down at the Sundial Bridge area.
It's Rally by the River, Sundial Amphitheater at 3 to 5 p.m.
Yeah, and that's today. And that all the candidates are going to, well, not all the candidates. The candidates that we are supporting.
I think it's the non-swamp.
The non-swampers?
Non-swampers.
The non-swampers.
Yeah, we got Jensen, John Green running for sheriff, Eric Denton.
Bob Holsinger.
Bob Holsinger. Brian Caples is running for the county education
superintendent of schools.
Superintendent of schools.
We got Kevin Cry.
Bob Holsinger is running for
county clerk.
County clerk. And, you know, I didn't know it, but I guess Kathy Darling's a Democrat. I didn't know that. I thought they all said that they were Republicans, but, you know, even
I think she ran as a Democrat before on her. I think she's registered as a Democrat, actually.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Just curious.
And don't forget Chris Kellstrom.
Yeah, that's
where
we were at last night.
Yeah.
Chris Kellstrom and Kevin Cry. And the only reason I mention that is that, you know, we went to the, I think I went to the, I don't think you were there, to the,
I didn't
Republican
go.
Central Committee. I'll tell you what. Talk about a rigged deal. Now, some of the candidates didn't show up on this side of the aisle, and I don't blame them. I know that potential sheriff Green, he had a death from a close friend, so he had a pretty good reason for not going there.
Right.
Bob Holsinger, he did get there,
and he was a little late.
Eric Jensen was there, and. And there was, I wouldn't call this a debate. This was like a debate between Biden and Trump with, what's his name that just, lost his job over at CNN, monitoring it. Chris, what's that guy's name? Cuomo. Yeah, he might as well have been narrating it though. You know, the guy that, the son of the famous narrator, commentator. Anyway, Chris, it'll come to me. I don't even care.
I think it's Chris Wallace.
That's
but,
it.
Yeah. I tuned out when you said CNN. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Well, CNN Plus is going the way of,
well, a lot
CNN, of Disney Plus, you know.
It's only $300 million in the drain. Come on.
Hey, you know.
They're all folding.
Yeah.
Netflix. Hey, Disney.
If you go woke, you go broke. You know, it's like, you know, the whole thing with Disney last week, was that, hey, gee, you know, don't see kids, say gay. Well, somebody, released them, videos of them grooming, talking about kids and they're, you know, these guys are trying to mainstream pedophilia. They're grooming your kids, you know, in the LPGQ plus FU, you know, group. I'm not sure what the last part stood for, but, you know, I mean, come on. You know, this is Disney. You know, this was supposed to be, when we were kids, Disney was like Mickey Mouse and,
was a good thing.
It was a good thing.
It was supposed to be.
Now they're talking about running their agenda on your kids behind closed doors. And the only reason that it surfaced is because somebody leaked a private Zoom call.
But the Democrats or whoever label you want to put on it's been working at it a long time.
Well,
they're infiltrating in a lot of areas, and it all has to do with our children,
a pretty cool conspiracy theory this week about Disney, though. Pretty cool. Okay. So Walt wanted to be frozen and be cryogenically frozen so he can come back later
Buck
and
Rogers.
Live on.
Let it go.
The movie Frozen. Based on this conspiracy theory. So when you look up Walt Disney Frozen, it wouldn't come up. Dun, dun, dun!
So explain Olaf, or I'm not going to buy it. you know, I wouldn't, you know, I don't like conspiracy theories. I like conspiracy provable facts. And there is a ton of them. You know, we don't have to chase, and I'm not saying that's what you're doing. I'm just saying that I don't like to chase rainbows. I like to find the pot of gold. And so I think that's what we've got to start concentrating on is provable stuff. But
But if it's the truth. It's not conspiracy,
well,
right?
This is the problem.
No, the
Mark.
Truth can be conspiracy.
Mark.
It's the theories that are the problem.
Mark, here's the problem, okay? This is the problem. We've gone through and we've been discussing what they've been calling conspiracy theories all the time now, and they're all right. They're all,
yeah.
They've all come to pass. We don't have any more, okay?
I don't know. Like, things like the election was rigged.
Yeah, but that's already provable. I mean, we have that new report that came out.
I just happened to have the newest trailer from Dinesh D'Souza on the 2000 Mules.
But that's not a conspiracy theory anymore, Mark.
Not anymore.
We got to kind of scrape the bottom of the barrel.
No, but
Frozen.
But they're going to. Freezes, Mike.
Let it go.
So. I got the latest clip here from 2000 Mules, and I think it's worth listening to. And I want to give it a little background as well, too, because, okay, so this is from True the Vote, who gave the information to Dinesh D'Souza so that he could make the documentary. True the Vote goes way back. They were the other 501c3 organization that was attacked by the Obama administration with the Bolo list and the Lois Lerner, and that we
with
won
the IRS
court, with the IRS, and we won in court. Lois Lerner was the head of the IRS at that point, taking her marching orders from you know Barack and saying you know Obloney, and you know, and I have zero respect for that guy at this point. What a jerk. So anyway. So they attacked those organizations so they couldn't get their status, so they couldn't get, you know, in order to stop them from being effective in not only the election of that year, but any ongoing thing. Because if you can't get donations and you can't bring money in, you can't do things. You can't investigate things. You can't find out things. You can't hire people to help you. You can't, even pay your phone bill.
And it went on, and it went on for several years.
It was
with
like
us.
8 years before
we
won.
Yeah, it
was
quite that. A few
that
years.
Was,
it wasn't like just one. And okay, this will blow over and everything will work and go on.
It was like 8 years.
Yeah.
And that was working with Jay Sekulow and company, through the ACLJ, the American Center for Law and Justice. And we won that. I actually got that approval on December 30, I'm sorry,
no,
December
24th. 24th is when we.
It that came in the mail right before Christmas. Which was a great Christmas present. But getting back to True the Vote, they were one of the other parties. There was a bunch of other 501c4s, but the other 501c3 was True the Vote. Now, this is True the Vote that has dug up all this information, and they at this point have more information on the election in 2020 than anybody in the world. because what they did was they had money and they spent money on gathering data from cell phone tracking and gathering data from the videos that were being taken from the ballot boxes from the voters dropping off the ballots.
Yeah, well, they thought the people wouldn't start looking into it, I guess. They didn't think that the vote would start putting the pieces together. They thought they had it made in the shade.
They spent like $2 million just putting these pieces together through the geo-tracking, sourcing the data through, I don't know, Verizon or wherever you get the geo-tracking on the individual cell phones, matching them up to people who are actually going from ballot box to ballot box. I mean, the evidence here is pretty overwhelming, and to think that that it's not is that because you don't care or you're not going to pay attention, because anybody that just shrugs this off is, oh, there's nothing here, this is a nothing burger, is not looking at the evidence, and they either don't care or they're not real super smart, in my opinion, because if someone told you that the election was stolen and they had provable evidence, would you look at it if you're an American and you care?
If you're not a moron.
Okay. Yeah. So if you're from Slovenia or Transylvania Mongolia, maybe you don't care. But if you're an American and you don't think that we have free and honest elections anymore, should you look at the evidence that proves it? Now, there's going to be a couple of showings here in town over at Century Theater, and I think it's May 2nd, and I've got the
May 4th, I think, and then there's a live stream on the 7th, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm
going to play this video. I just wanted to set it up here. It's about 3 minutes, and it kind of goes over what they've got, and there's several people that they're interviewing here. There's Dennis Prager of PragerU. There's Sebastian Gorka and a few other guys that they're presenting some of this information to. And so here we go. Let me see if I've got everything set up here. I'll turn up my sound if I can. And oh, hold on a second. I got to get plugged in here. I forgot to plug in. That's always helpful. All right.
Good job, guys.
Okay, now we're plugged in. All right. So are we ready in there, Travis? Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Are we ready? Okay, here we go.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. Let me say it again.
The 2020 election was the most secure
election in American history.
Let me begin by asking a very simple question. Do we know the truth about what really happened in the 2020 election?
I think millions of Americans know something went wrong, and they have little pieces, and no one's really put it together.
I'm agnostic on this question, and I am awaiting more information.
If I believed the president were a Nazi, I might steal an election.
Bold accusations require bold evidence, and they haven't seen it.
We have been working on something big.
Show me the money.
Can we meet? I've been working with Greg Gillis. He has a deep background in election intelligence.
True the Vote has the largest store of election intelligence for the 2020 elections in the world. No one has more data than we do. We identified in Atlanta 242 mules that went to an average of 24 drop boxes. But Philadelphia alone, we've identified more than 1,100 mules.
What is a mule?
Person picking up ballots and running them to the drop boxes.
This is not grandma walking her dog. Bad backgrounds, bad reputations. They are interested in one thing, that's money.
And in no shape, in no way, in no time, is that legal.
This is organized crime.
Do you have video evidence?
4 million minutes of surveillance video around the country.
What you're about to see is disturbing.
So this is 1 o'clock in the morning.
Don't we all vote at 1 o'clock in the morning?
On one night, this person, this mule, went across 6 counties to 27 different drop boxes.
I call it the Mexican Mafia, seriously, because they work like that.
This is jaw-dropping.
What you showed is frightening.
It's just sickening to me.
Now we come to the most important question of all. Was the magnitude of vote trafficking enough to tip the balance in the 2020 presidential election?
It's not a leap to say this would have made a difference.
They have ruined Election Day in the United States of America. That's provable. And that's enough for me to fight the left with every fiber in my body.
Without free and fair elections, we are not a democracy. We are a criminal cartel masquerading as a democracy.
2,000 Mules. In select theaters, May 2nd and 4th. Virtual premiere, May 7th. Stream May 8th at Salem Now or Locals.
Now you can go to 2000mules.com and there's a little box there to click, get tickets at the theater. I've already got my tickets. And I'll tell you what, we all knew something was wrong. How did he get 80 million votes, the most popular president in history? And you look at just in a year's time what the Joe Biden has done to the country. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that something's wrong. Okay. And so, you know, I think that the more that we see, and then if this is all true and it's all provable, then how can we continue to go down this road? How can we continue to accept this person?
Well, how can they continue be able to continue doing what they're doing? Well, if this is true and this is all coming out, isn't like a way to halt, get him out of office? I mean, what happens with that?
I think the midterms are going to be the deciding factor on that, because we know the DOJ is corrupted. We know that all the people that are in power up there, you had 51 or 57 of the intelligence community sign the thing saying that the Russian collusion was accurate. And now it's been proved absolutely false. So you're talking about the head of the FBI or former head of the FBI. You're talking about the head of the CIA or former head of the CIA. You're talking about all these people that went along with the program. That's just one thing. So they're not going to do jack diddly. They care more about changing the country into, you know, and then you got the rubes out there that think that they're just going to do everything for free and this is all good, just like they did, I don't know, in communist China or someplace where, you know, after they finally gained control and everybody had guns. No, wait a minute. Nobody had any guns except the government. And then they just shot everybody and said, this is how it's going to be from now on.
But what's it going to take for it to get halted? That's where one of my questions, and we do have a call. I mean, if all this is coming out and it's proven and we know that they stuffed the ballot boxes and everything else, how come these agencies and the president just keep operating?
Well, and I think it was more than one thing. I think it was not just the ballot boxes. I think it might have been the Dominion machines. You know, there's a bunch of factors here. But I think this is more important, because why did they change everything under the emergency authorization rules to change all of the election procedures in the five key states that swung the election, and all of a sudden we had unlimited ballots and unlimited ballot boxes, and you could go and, 18 or 20 days after the election and keep putting the ballots in the box. I mean, at what point in time do you go, yeah, this was a planned rig? And if these guys are all coordinated, central planning.
Right. And so who's why aren't they being halted? There's got to be somebody that oversees and says, okay.
It's called We the People.
I guess.
It's us.
Yeah.
It's us. And that's what's happening here locally. That's why it's so important to get the incumbents
out. That's true, yeah.
Because these guys have been going along with the program, too. They're swamped. They're all getting – this is all about money. These guys are getting absorbing, you know, huge salaries. I mean, and if you don't get these guys out of there, they're like ticks.
All right. And what's that?
Politics. The bud-sucking small insects.
We do have a caller. We've got Nick on the line. What you say, Nick?
Well, I've got a cousin. She's 10 years older than me, and she's a bleeding-heart liberal. And I called her up, and I said, hey, Joan, do you still believe the 2020 election was honest? Yes. I said, do you believe that Biden won fair and square? Yes. I said, okay, how about going to 2,000 Mules with me and listening to our side of the story? And she hem-hawed around, and finally she said she'd go with me. So I've got two tickets, and I'm taking a progressive to watch that.
I think that's a great idea. I think that, you know, part of what's going on is these people don't listen to anything except the mainstream pundits, you know, the guys that are buying it.
Right. They don't have a clue. She's never heard of Dinesh D'Souza.
Right.
Well, you'll have to let us know what her thoughts are after she watches the movie.
Well, you know, I've got the little book here, Laptop from Hell, And I've written down a couple of websites, and I'm going to write down to the vote and put it in there and ask her to read that and maybe check on some of these websites. And I am curious about what she has to say. I've got an idea that a lot of them would say this is just a bunch of BS and propaganda and you guys are nuts. But, you know, some of them might have an open mind and be curious and say, gosh, you know, maybe I should check this out. We can only hope.
Well, you know, the definition of cognitive dissonance is when you deny facts that are provable and you use your mind to dissuade you from seeing anything that could be different than what you believe already.
Yes, I call that retarded. What was that big word you used?
Cognitive dissonance.
Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Nick, for that.
It's
and with
true.
That, yeah, we're going to go to a break, and we will pick up this conversation on the other side. If you want to call in, number is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
And take it. Come and take it.
To the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Remember us, the Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up, and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see.
woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Sovereign Man Radio, we're back. That first one was Uncle Ted. That guitar riff is pretty unmistakable. Where are we going here? I guess, let's stay on the voting thing just a little while longer. And, because it's
on the local level?
Well, on all of it, because it's the election season. We got a big election coming up in June.
Primary is a big thing. People don't realize, I don't think, how important the primaries are across the board. There's probably one of the most important things you can be involved in my opinion, is the primaries.
Well, especially on this local level like this, because, that's why they're having the event today at 3 o'clock, the rally by the river in the Sundial Amphitheater, is to get everybody to introduce and listen to the people running against the incumbents. And I at this point in time, I think you got to vote out every incumbent. I don't think there's any other choice, in my opinion, because we need to turn this thing over. You can't have these guys entrenched for 10, 12, 15, 20 years in our government because, Lord Acton had it right. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And these guys seem like they just were corrupted. You got to turn them over. I like Chris Kellstrom's, campaign about, term limits. I'm not a career politician, yeah. It should be a service that you do, not a career choice. And I think that's what we're talking about. These are all career choices. We go back to that Republican Central Committee. What a rigged deal. When you got the moderator, it reminded me of Chris Wallace in the debates, where Chris Wallace started siding up with Joe Biden against Trump. That's how it was like. She started, one of the questions that came out was, on prosecutions, was Stephanie Bridges was asked how many prosecutions you had. And so forth, and they hummed and hawed, they go up and down and back and forth about the different figures, and we're trying to get those through Freedom of Information Act to verify everything. So, with that said, the so-called moderator, who's supposed to be neutral, says, "Ask Eric how many prosecutions have you had?" Well, he's not a prosecutor yet. He hasn't got the office. So it was like, are you kidding me? You're going to ask some stupid bias question like that?
Yeah.
It just completely revealed her bias. I mean, who are you rooting for?
Well, yeah, and I heard there was a lot of just...
it got kind of ugly in
yeah,
there.
What do I want to say?
There's a few F-bombs being thrown
around.
Yeah,
from their side, but they didn't have an agenda, but then they were holding other people to the agenda, but not like Stephanie Bridges. Is that
It was rigged.
I think it was all planned out.
The Central Committee needs new blood on there. Those guys, they've lost touch and it's like what Eric was saying about it's the now against the establishment. And I'm still waiting for somebody to explain to me why, Stephanie Bridges talks with, a news cafe, Donnie Chamberlain or Greenberg or whatever she's going by at this point.
I guess they got a pretty good relationship going.
Going, and it's like, why is the left supporting the incumbents? Why is the left supporting the so-called establishment Republicans? Why did Stephanie go after Carlos and not at the same time go after Pinckney? Why is it seems like there's no equal protection under the law unless you're part of the club?
You look at this, and this is what's taking place. This last week has been very telling. You end up looking at news media and news sources and things like that. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is where news generally goes to die. You don't really have the viewership that other places have, so you have your biggest stories that generally will drop on Fridays and Saturdays.
Friday late usually is the biggest one.
Now, what's really interesting to me is what took place this last Friday with Marjorie Taylor Greene. She was basically held on trial and had to testify for 3 hours in a hearing whether to disqualify her from seeking re-election. And in that hearing, you had the lawyer that was introducing evidence that he was claiming was damning to her because in it she says we need to storm the buildings, we need to protest, we need to peacefully go in and make our voices heard.
Kind of like BLM.
Well, here's what's interesting, though.
when they burn everything down? And
he presents this evidence and tries to incriminate her based upon it, and she asked him, when is this evidence from? It was from 2019, when they actually did go to the buildings, and you can legally enter. And they were trying to make it like she did something wrong a year earlier.
Well, that's the
and
whole,
then push it
through. This whole thing's coming out. I mean, you're seeing this. These guys are being exposed. That's why I think the tide's turning. Now, we haven't won the war here, but the tide is turning as far as information and the narrative, because, I mean, you got the Hunter Biden thing coming out.
But here's the important thing on that before we move on to the next point. Here's the thing on this. If she's disqualified, they're going to go after Matt Gaetz, they're going to after Donald Trump, and they're going to try to disqualify all of them. Now, at the same time, we have a situation that came out that is talking about, let me see, I just had it here.
Well, I mean, you go back to the elections, you know. I mean, they didn't rig the election. They rigged the election in so many different ways. You took a sitting president off Twitter. You hid the evidence on Hunter Biden. I mean, it's been one thing after another. You know, by his own admission, you know, Dementia Joe talks about the biggest fraudulent voting organization in the history of the world. It's just another Freudian. It's just a slip. You know, he really didn't mean fraud. He just meant voting. Organization, right?
We had Robbie Starbuck and three other people. I can't find the article. I had it up here a second ago. But Robbie Starbuck got removed. And they claimed that he wasn't Republican enough. Yeah, him and three other people got removed from the ballot. He has been a registered Republican all of his life, and they removed him from the Tennessee ballot.
See, I'm so tired of this Republican crap. You know, these guys, local incumbents, oh, we're all Republicans. It's the Republicans against the Republicans. We all need to pull together. No, you guys aren't Republicans. You're rhinos. You say you're Republicans so you can get elected because, you know, a lot of people buy into your stupid garbage, but they're not Republicans. They're not conservatives. They're not constitutionalists. They don't follow the Constitution. They follow power and money. That's what this is all about. I mean, it's like Modi. Oh, gee, Modi's a moderate Republican. Really? Then how come everybody on the left supports him and he does whatever Gavin Newsom tells him?
Okay, so here's the article. This is based on TimCast.com. Came out on April 20th. Robbie Starbuck, Morton August, Baxter Lee were all disqualified from the upcoming primary after the party's vote on April 19th that they did not meet the standards for bona fide Republicans. Their candidacy was challenged.
What is that? What is a bona fide Republican? The guy that only agrees with the establishment?
Probably Lindsey Graham.
Mitt Romney? Is he a bona fide Republican? How about Lindsey Graham? Is he a bona fide Republican? How about Murkowski? Is she a how about Collins? These guys are all bona fide Republicans,
Jen
right?
Crenshaw?
I mean, you could go on and on and on. They're establishment people who always seem to vote the wrong way in key positions when it's needed.
Yeah. This is insanity, because what we're seeing here is the same thing that we're seeing in our local elections. If they don't like you, they don't want you in it. They will try to rig it completely against you, and
absolutely,
it's from the highest edges all the way to the lowest little cities. And when you end up looking how much control and how much big money is involved with all of these people, it's disgusting.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to have a guy from out of town funding any of these campaigns or anything, because that would be wrong. But it's okay if we have guys that are local do it.
Well, and what do you consider out of town? Because their big money's coming from union.
Yeah, union and local nonprofits that a lot of them are funded. So it's just ridiculous. Well, if the big money was coming from out of town for them, they'd go, it's okay. But if the big money's coming from out of town for you, it's not okay, because a lot of the big money coming out of town into these nonprofits, that doesn't count.
Well, and what we're seeing, too, there are other candidates that have been running right now, and they'll set up their own nonprofits, or they'll set up their own funding sources and get funding donated to that. They were just passing bills across the United States over these last couple of weeks that made it to where they can't use any of that money. But the super PACs can still go ahead and infuse
millions upon
millions of dollars into somebody's campaign, and they'll put the signs up everywhere. They'll put the word out everywhere, mm-hmm, and while at the same time trashing anybody that actually
here locally, if you want to back up to the beginning of the year, they passed limitations for donations at a local level,
mm-hmm,
for the ordinary guy. Actually, it was because of Patrick Jones's campaign. as of January 1st, they put the limits on contributions, but they didn't put limits with the PACs.
Of course not.
That's going in, that's supporting, that's coming again, through the unions and everything.
It's all about, it's all about you're the problem and we're the solution because you guys aren't educated enough, you're not smart enough, and by gosh, nobody really likes you.
You're asking questions and you might really find out what we're doing up here, and it's not good, and we've been lying, and...
Yeah, why don't we get somebody in there to do a forensic audit? Why don't, why doesn't Stephanie Bridget release the data on convictions? Why do these guys slow walk you on any and everything that they don't want the general public to see? Why do they lie about everything that they're talking about? Do we got to? Oh, I guess we do. Okay, I guess we
got a caller. A caller on the line. We have Dolores. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning. I just want to give everybody a heads up when June 7, you know, when we have this election take place, make sure that you really send a lot of people in Shasta Lake to watch the people in Shasta Lake, all the polls, because like I said, there's election fraud. There was election fraud on my recall, and I'm telling you right now, if we don't watch Shasta Lake, we're going to have a lot of fraud, more fraud than we ever had.
Well, I think we've got a lot of patriots that are going to be at the polls, whether it's Shasta Lake or wherever, on this election. I think it made a big difference in the last election that we had people that were overseeing at the polls, and I know there's a group of people that are going to be poll watching.
Good, because it's the same old people in Shasta Lake, like Kay Kobe, who actually was involved a couple of years back, you know, and so that's what I'm saying. It's the same old people, so I'm just giving you guys heads up. Make sure you cover Shasta Lake.
Very good. All right, you got it out there.
We got it out there, and we'll make sure it gets passed along to the people. But like I say, I know there's a lot of people
that are
looking into poll watching, because I think the outcome in this last election would have been a lot different if we wouldn't have had people out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I totally agree. That was a shock that was sent through the county when Modi lost, because everybody thought, oh, there's no way you can unseat Modi, and he got unseated.
The disturbing thing to me about that, too, and I know I've mentioned it before, but it needs to be said, why is the same language, verbose, verbatim, at the local level being shared not only nationwide but internationally?
Right.
Why, when that happened,
right,
why was it an international news story? You think about that for a second. That tells you that, yes, these people are involved. They're all the way to the top,
right,
and they want their people to be in play. And that's exactly what we've been seeing this entire time. That's what we see with Robbie Starbuck. Well, that's what we see with Marjorie Taylor Greene. That's what we see with Trump.
Here's another thing why this election was stolen, too, that, you know, might be thrown into the mix. The largest, you know, there's a ton of complaints. We could talk about a ton of things that, you know, why they would want to steal it, power and money. But here's something maybe we need to consider as well. The fact is that not one single lawsuit or complaint has been filed against the Democrats for election fraud, for electioneering, for anything. Think about it. You got guys in the Capitol that are still the Capitol January 6th thing. They're still languishing in jail.
Yep.
And then not one BLM guy has been prosecuted for anything. That's what this is about. This is about selected prosecution. This is about punishing your enemies and rewarding your friends. This whole thing, if they hadn't stolen the election.
It's anarcho-tyranny. When you go through, you look at the trial of what ended up taking place with the Governor Whitmore trial, and you had the FBI that was there, and everything they were saying was laughable, and all those people walked. So guess what? That was a complete setup. None of those guys ended up going to jail because it was literally the FBI setting up everybody else and then arresting FBI guys.
Let's go back to the election. Have we had one single election problem adjudicated?
No.
No. Has one single complaint been followed up on to make sure that it was legitimate or not?
However, what we do have is we have more than 70 lawsuits that actually ended up going through and not being heard based upon the merits of anything.
Well, now we got this other movie coming out where they've got video evidence, they've got geo cell tracking, they've tracked all the mules going from ballot box to ballot box, they've got video cameras of them stuffing ballot box after ballot box into the tunes of thousands and thousands and literally hundreds and maybe even millions.
And why is it Dinesh D'Souza doing that, not the FBI?
Because the FBI is a part of the team.
Right.
I mean, they're the ones that went after Trump. They're the ones that, you know, Clapper and Comey and I want to say.
And what good would it do? Yeah, because they're part of the swamp. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We looked into it and we found nothing.
Well, and it's just like the Hunter Biden laptop case. I mean,
nothing.
How long did they have that in their possession? Do we honestly think they're going to do anything about it now? They're going to try to prosecute and make it go away as quickly as possible.
Let's talk about Durham.
Why don't we just get rid of the FBI? I'm just asking. That's what I was saying earlier.
The ATF, the CIA.
Why aren't they just...
and FBI would probably be the two biggest
ones. Why not just cut all this off? Yeah.
And start another agency under new rules or something. But then, you know, we still got John Durham. And they're still prying stuff up on Hillary.
And think about this, too. Why was the FBI created? How was it created? You go through and you look at when they actually were created. It was based upon the fact that the other agencies at that point in time were corrupt. And the guys, the untouchables, ended up having to go after and get new recruits that hadn't ended up being corrupt yet. And now look where they are now. I mean, honestly, do we trust a system that gets corrupted every 60 years?
Well, there's no system that you can trust. That's the whole point of We the People. Mm-hmm. You can't trust the systems, no matter what they are, because that's why this was an experiment in self-governance. You have to have people involved in their own government. And what do you see more and more? These guys don't want you involved. They don't want to release the data. You need to go home and shut up because you're not smart enough to know what's going on. And, you know, that was one of the things with, Aaron Reznor, you know, and talking about Tim Garman. Well, you guys just aren't educated enough to know what's happening here, because, you know, you have to be educated to understand what we're doing, and I would prefer Modi in there. It doesn't matter how corrupt he is and everything, or if there's anything at all there, because you guys just don't get it, and I would rather have him than somebody new that, you know, doesn't know everything that's going on in the county for the last 40 years.
Right, and this is from somebody that had one take like 5 years ago. And all of a sudden, our take's a whole different. We did a 360.
Yeah, well,
and she was on the other side before.
She used to go to the Tea Party meetings,
she was
remember?
Completely on the other side.
Oh, yeah.
That's why she wanted to get in office and make a difference. And then,
funny how that works. Ah. But what they do is what they all do. They try to co-opt everybody they can. They show up at these meetings and tell everybody what they want to hear. And then as soon as they get in office, it's like, who are you? I don't remember you. You need to go home and, you know, boom, boom, boom. See you later.
Give me some more money. I want more money.
And it's all money, power, ego. I don't know.
All of the above.
All of the above.
It has to be to a certain degree. But anytime you start questioning them or whatever, then, you know, we're the bad ones. I mean, look at Kathy Darling. I'm just saying, how many years she been in there? 16 years? 18 years?
Something like that.
Yeah. You would think that she would want out. After all those years. I'm just saying, that's a long time to be in there doing whatever she's doing or not doing.
Well,
we need fresh blood in there.
What we need is it to be a constant turnover.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It needs to be for anybody. I mean, honestly,
exactly.
I honestly think you should have 4 years for any of these positions, period. You're done. It's over. Somebody else takes the reins and gets in there.
But then the old argument is, well, then we'll get rid of all the good people, too. So we keep all the bad people too, right? So we'll, even if the good people turn bad, then we'll make sure we have all good people.
There's no more good people?
Because good people always stay good,
well,
no matter what.
You look at what we have right now, you look at the people that are actually fighting for us, they're the people that they're going after. I mean, you've got Marjorie Taylor, look at what they're doing to her. You've got Matt Gaetz, look at what they're doing to him.
Right.
And you look at everybody else. A lot of these people are awful.
Ted Cruz. Look at
the
Kevin McCarthy.
Look what they're doing to the governor of Florida.
They just got some kind of a thing on Kevin McCarthy. I haven't had a chance to look into it yet. But Kevin McCarthy refuses to whip votes on Trump's bogus January 6th impeachment. And so, in other words, he was kind of playing the other side of the aisle. And they got it. I guess they got some new audio that was released. I haven't listened to it yet, so I'm not going to make a judgment call yet. But all I'm saying is we've kind of known about Kevin McCarthy and those guys for quite some time. And the Republicans all come out with, it's all about Republican and Democrat, Republican and Democrat. It doesn't matter if the Republicans are acting like Democrats. There's no principles. We don't need principles. We don't need the Constitution. We don't need a set of rules that everybody needs to follow. It's about Republican and Democrat. And if he says, if he has an R in front of his name, I don't care if he's
can't be corrupt and not evil.
Trotsky's son or Lenin's nephew. It's okay because he has an R in front of his name. And that's because the Republicans are good.
Oh, listen. It's got to be bona fide.
Be bona fide.
Yeah, they won't be corrupt at all because they have an R in front of their name. Or
they
after
all
their
suck.
Name.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah, we just need to clean them all out and start over again.
I'm in. So that's kind of what the whole local thing's about
here.
Yeah,
I was going to say, go back to local, is we're cleaning house.
We need
to
clean house.
And we're trying to get other people in there with fresh eyes to look over things and see what is going on in our county.
At least they're listening to the public right now. Because the pressure has been put on these guys. It's like Modi. How much pressure, we didn't start out not liking Modi. We ended up not liking Modi because he would do nothing that his constituency wanted. He never listened once.
Yeah, he was very arrogant.
Well, and you look at what all has been going on. So this war in Ukraine, all the rest of this stuff that's going on, it all coincides very conveniently with a lot of the release of the data. So like, for instance, the Pfizer information that came out last month. And how much have you actually heard about that?
Stop.
Okay.
Don't focus on that. We have another crisis in Europe now, and we need to send them all kinds of money and borrow from the future against our kids. And then we need to worry about the Ukrainian people. And even though that the governments of both Russia and Ukraine are probably corrupt, but that doesn't matter, you know. And we don't need to worry about all the fact that there was a bunch of deals with Biden and Hunter and all that stuff in Ukraine and China and all that, because that's not important. But we need to look at the crisis, because the CDC and the mask mandates and all of that's falling apart. Nobody cares anymore because it's all bull crap. And so now we got a new crisis. We got a new flavor of the month. So you need to quit focusing on what has been going on, because you can't let a good crisis go to waste.
So while everybody's looking at Ukraine, which, by the way, is the largest human trafficker in the entire world.
Stop!
Also, a bunch of drugs and
a bunch of corruption.
Stop!
Biological labs that are used for defensive purposes.
No.
Like, all of that. But let's go ahead and wave our little blue and yellow flags around, and everybody support them and help them out.
I don't want feelings.
They only need $5 billion a month from us so they can keep their economy up.
I'm not feeling you here.
But in the meantime, while that's going on, there just happened to be a ruling on U.S. 168 that was released on 3/5 that just happened to show some of those Pfizer documents that were supposed to be released in 2085, after you're all dead.
Oh, yeah.
But it only happened to have 1,291 side effects, 9 pages of side effects. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, what's the problem?
All right.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Was there something going on? You looked over there, like, what's going on?
I'm swimming in information and facts. I don't like it. I want my feelings
going
back.
Going back to Ukraine, I keep saying, why do people believe it? You know that the mainstream media lies to us about everything.
Stop it.
Of course, don't look
they
up
never
the Azov Battalion.
Right.
Stelter is like a god.
This is pretty interesting.
But they're telling the truth on Ukraine. Come on.
Really? You've got the Azov Battalion, which is very interesting, because when you look up things like, Nazi battalion in Ukraine, and you go through and you look at the rest of these things, and you try to find that data, you're only going to find it once you start looking up the Azov Battalion.
I think we should go to Disneyland now.
And here's what's interesting about the Azov Battalion.
Have fun.
They just happen to have these little logos that have, like, L's, like 3-4 L's on them.
They kind of look like swastikas?
Yeah.
Those ones. That's from Rudyard Kipling.
But when asked about it on Fox, Zelensky just said, you know what, that they used to be a fighting force and a militia, but we've brought them into the military, so now they operate under the military control.
You know, the little skulls and death heads and, we worship Hitler. That's just a sight. You're going to break a few eggs if you got to have an omelet.
And it's just so interesting to me how you can have some of these reporters reporting on the atrocities that these Ukrainians are doing to their own people.
Wait. You said reporters.
Yeah.
No. It doesn't work. They're really not reporters. Hello? They're not telling the truth.
What are we reporting?
They're not
now?
Really reporting on anything.
I just want to be factual. Just lie to me. I'm good.
And with that, we're at the top of the hour. Stay tuned for the second half of Solver Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. The Russian military has struck a Ukrainian explosives factory today, as well as several artillery depots and hundreds of other targets. The Russian Defense Ministry says the Army used precision-guided missiles to destroy the factory, making powder and explosives in the Dnipro region in central Ukraine. Russian forces also hit the depots with artillery shells and rockets in Kharkiv. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments tomorrow in the case of a Christian football coach who lost his job for praying with students.
The Bremerton School District, near Seattle, refused to let high school coach Joe Kennedy pray at midfield with students immediately after football games. Kennedy's First Amendment case lost at every turn, including at the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. However, Supreme Court Justices Alito, Thomas, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh called the Ninth Circuit's reasoning troubling, and the High Court is now set to hear the case. Greg Clugston, Seattle.
Orrin Hatch, the longest-serving Republican senator in history, has passed away at the age of 88.
His foundation made the announcement. Hatch, who served as Utah senator until his retirement in 2019, was a staunch conservative on most economic and social issues, but he also teamed with Democrats on issues ranging from stem cell research to rights for people with disabilities to expanding children's health insurance. Hatch championed GOP issues like abortion limits and helped shape the U.S. Supreme Court. He was also noted for his side career as a singer and recording artist of music with themes of his religious faith, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Julie Walker.
Volunteers and workers in Shanghai erecting metal barriers in multiple districts to block off small streets and entrances to buildings as China hardens its zero-COVID approach. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm about to compare a pepper shaker to a cash-out refinance. Hang with me. You know when you're at a restaurant and they ask, would you like some fresh ground pepper? And then they crank that giant tube but almost nothing comes out? For me, only a certain amount of time is socially acceptable to wait. I know that getting that pepper out might make my life better, but it just seems too impossible. And that's what we hear people say about the cash out refinance. People realize that the value of their home has gone up like hot pepper the last few years, leaving all this extra money sitting inside their home. But is it too hard to get out? It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage. If you're interested in cashing out the extra pepper in your home, we're good at doing all the work while you just sit back and relax. And often, your mortgage payment and years in the loan will stay the same. If you'd like to hear about your options,
we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org, corporate NMLS number 1330, equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Economic reports due for release this week will include an update on the housing market, along with a couple of reports that focus on the mindset of American consumers.
Things get rolling Tuesday with release of the Conference Board's closely watched Consumer Confidence Index for April. There will also be a government report on new home sales in March, and we'll get a look at last month's orders for big-ticket durable goods. Wednesday will bring a report on pending home sales, followed by the weekly employment report on Thursday. The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index is due for release Friday, along with information on consumer spending in March. Rich Thomason reporting.
The remains of 17 missing French soldiers fought in the World War I Battle of Gallipoli today were handed over to French military officials to be laid to rest beside other fallen comrades more than a century after their deaths. A construction site unearthed them. News and analysis at townhall.com. Gas prices still hovering above $4 a gallon.
AAA says the slide in pump prices has slowed to a crawl over concerns about increased global prices and the return of seasonal domestic gas demands. Domestically, the national average for a gallon of gas has fallen to $4.12 a gallon as of Saturday. And if you want to sweeten the deal, Krispy Kreme Donuts will lower the price of a dozen of its original glazed donuts to the national average that AAA reports each Monday. The offer runs through Wednesday, May 4th. Ron DeRockster reporting.
Today is Sunday, April the 24th, and some famous people are having a birthday, including actress Shirley MacLaine, who is 88 years old today. Singer Barbara Streisand is 80, as is former Chicago Mayor Richard Daley. Country singer Richard Sturban, he's the guy with the deep voice amongst the Oak Ridge Boys, 79 years old today. And comedian Cedric the Entertainer is 58. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. Well, I watched the world flip through the dark side of the moon. Well, I feel there's nothing I can do. After all, I knew it had to be something to do with you. I really don't mind what happens now and then, as long as you'll be my friend at the end. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman might, kryptonite.
Yeah, no kryptonite around here, just saying. KCNR 1460, 96.5 FM, your talk radio. We're back, we're on track. Back and on track.
I don't know if we're on track. We're all over the place, according to Trappison there. We're all over the map. Never in a lot of territory.
I'm going to switch gears, just saying.
Are you going to talk about the taxpayer-funded watchdog service that ended up exploring the fact that we were testing marijuana on monkeys?
No. We're going to talk about a couple of things here. I want to talk about, I think I want everybody to check out Mammoth Nation. It's kind of an alternative shopping place supported by Patriots and American-made goods. And I think, I've been watching a little bit of Dan Bongino lately, and I think he's got some good stuff going on. He's talking about setting up parallel economies, American-made stuff, parallel government, basically, like Florida, for example. And so I want to encourage everybody to go to mammothnation.com and become a member there, and you get discounts. And they have all kinds of different products there, ammo, tactical, apparel, accessories, art, music, hardware, auto, beauty, health, business, finance, cellular technology, coffee.
But you can't get any of the above in California.
I just ordered some. Stop it. And so So I wanted to mention that. I also wanted to mention that Truth Social seems like it's doing pretty well. We'll see what happens when they get Android up. Evidently, it's going bank gangbusters, but I still couldn't get into it this morning when I tried to download the app. So we'll see how that goes. What else have I got here? Let's see.
I got a couple of big ones.
I want to talk about food shortages, so go ahead.
That's some of them that I want to talk about, but there was one that came out yesterday. So this is on the Washington Examiner, marked for April 23rd. So the Durham has issued trial subpoenas to Clinton campaign and DNC members.
Yes, I know. And part of that is, you know who I think is the biggest snake ever, other than maybe Obama and Clinton? John Podesta.
Oh, yeah.
John Podesta is freaking evil, you know, and he was, Secretary of State or something under Clinton, and then her campaign manager.
Not to mention John Podesta in 2020, he was the guy that was wargaming in 2019, 6 months into it. He was playing the role of Joe Biden when they were going through and challenging a contested election, wargaming it out 6 months beforehand when they had people on the streets who were rioting before it ever started, and when they were going through and ensuring the integrity of our election through their shadow campaign.
But when it comes to evil, we have different degrees. I thought evil was just evil. Does it really matter? You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, if you're sick and you're evil, you're sick and you're evil.
Are you sick or evil or evil and sick?
It doesn't really matter.
I think those are interchangeable. It's like power and money. Do you go after the power first or the money? Or is it the money and then the power? I'm not sure.
And with that, we do have a caller. We've got Dar on the line. Good morning, Dar.
Yes, good morning. I received something in the mail from my cousin who lives in Seminole, Florida, which is a suburb of St. Petersburg. I thought it was really interesting. She thought it was. It's called the Golden State Takeover,
right.
And it says here how far the right militia groups found a foothold in deep blue California. And
that would be us, only it wasn't really the militia, it was the citizens of the county.
Well, the thing is that it's got pictures of Patrick Henry Jones standing in his door, Woody Clendenin,
Clendenin?
What?
It's Woody Clendenin.
Okay, well, that's what... They got him sitting there with somebody who's got a... And this is their description of Modi. They talked about Modi being recalled.
Okay.
And it says here, it really sounds like we are rebels up here. We're really bad people.
Of course.
I thought that was a good thing back in 1776.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's surprising it was in the Tampa paper. What's it doing in the Tampa paper?
Just in the Tampa paper. That right. Same language went internationally. You had Europe and you had European newspapers reporting about us bad people up over here, those dastardly citizens and those elderly folks that went and canvassed those doorways and asked people for a signature to recall a corrupt politician.
Well, they certainly couldn't tell about how good we are or anything and have that spread internationally, because then maybe more people would start standing up to the board of supervisors and school boards and stuff.
Well, the thing is, we got here, the gains have come at the expense of the moderate Republicans, who are generations fit the small government light regulation ethic of this political life area. And this is the way they describe Modi, which I thought is laughable. They describe him as he's 68 years old, and for most of his life, he has held public office here in Shasta County. His hair is light gray and neatly groomed. In his crisp polo shirt, there's a small crest of the University of Notre Dame. His alma mater. Everyone
in
Corbett's downtown diner knows his name, and many whispered condolences.
Wow, he's just a stellar nice guy.
Wow, yeah, he was just such a wonderful.
Yeah, I guess they missed all the stuff about him. Getting convicted by the grand jury of misfeasance by our current DA. I guess they missed all that. Yeah.
Yeah, and when he was yelling and telling people to shut up and stuff in chambers and all that.
Oh, no, it sounds like he is just absolutely an angel.
Yes.
And then they have a number of pictures of Carlos Zapata. They've got one
of course.
He's a thug, right?
They
depict him as a thug, right?
Yeah. They've got one of Cottonwood. Looks like a bunch of hoodlums hanging out this fast food restaurant, Rogers and Frosty's or something.
Oh, right.
And then they've got him standing holding a bunch of alfalfa hay. Then they've got a picture of him on his bar, at his bar.
No narrative here that the local guys didn't go along with, right?
You got to watch when you go to Rogers Frosty Freeze. You know, let me tell you, that's a bad thing.
But let me just say something here, too, about this, is because the militia had nothing to do with the recall.
And you should see how they describe Reichert. You think she's an angel, too.
Who?
Rickard?
Oh, Rickard.
If you want the article, I could drop it by.
Yeah. Put it in the mail to us at 14421 Old Oregon.
Well, I would want you to copy it because I want to keep it.
Well, come on by the station at some point here.
Yeah, but
I can't copy.
It's rather long. It's at least, it's It's a rather long article. It's amazing how much they had to write about us up here in little
old... We must be doing something right.
Send us a link. If there's a link in the email, so send us a link.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So what paper is it in?
Just a minute.
She said it was from Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida.
Tampa Bay Times.
Tampa Bay Times. We'll look it up.
Yes, we'll see if we can find it.
March 16th, 2022. Wednesday, March 16th. And, you know, we got a big picture of Mount Lassen with cows grazing in the field. And
yeah, they didn't have a narrative they were spinning. Yeah, anyway. Hey, thanks for the call, Dar.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
Have
you got anything else?
Not right now. Oh, well, I do. I'm against that development they're trying to put through here, and I don't know why the planning department went and okayed it after all the people stood up and told them that we have no water for them and we do not have, you know, ways for them to use our roads, and the planning department went and okayed it. And I figure somebody must be getting rich in the planning department.
Well, we'll have to take that up on another day. I don't have anything on it.
All righty, bye-bye.
All right, thanks
for calling in. We appreciate it.
I do want to get back to this food thing because I've got an article here. And so why are so many U.S. food processing plants set on fire and burning down across the country? And I think that if you don't look at this with a little bit of an eye of skepticism, is like, this is kind of coincidental. I mean, it's like this is like Lemony Snicket's a series of unfortunate events, really. I don't think so.
So as of April 21st, at least 16 fires have broken out at food processing plants, impacting the nation's supply of beef and poultry. And now what's interesting about the poultry side of things is we already have 32 million chickens on the East Coast that have caught this bird flu and had to be put down.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah.
And now they want to vaccinate
fires
them, too. Yeah.
That are going out everywhere and burning down these plants. Now, what's interesting is just one of these fires affected a Tyson's Food meat processing plant in Kansas. The location was a primary beef processing location for the company in the U.S. supply chain, providing about 6% of U.S. beef.
So all I'm saying here is that, people, if you are not being prepared for food shortages, you need to get on it now, because the FBI is saying there are going to be shortages, the World Health, there's so many.
Everybody,
FBI.
Yeah, they're putting it out there that there's going to be food shortage. Rockefeller's saying, get prepared. We're going to shorten the food.
J.P. Morgan, I think, said it the other day.
Yeah, I mean, they're telling us that they're going to do it.
So I want to kind of go through this list a little bit of what we're talking about here. April 21st, 2022, General Mills plant in Covington, Georgia. Two people die in a plane crash into an empty lot at the Mills plant. You know, used to store tractor trailers. Anyway, there was an attack there. Then you got another one, Ensure Standard Defer Oregon was another problem with a fire and destroyed a bunch of their processing stuff. Then we've got Gem State Processing in Hayburn, Idaho, Taylor Farms, Salinas, California, East Conway Beef and Pork, Conway, New Hampshire, Rio Fresh Inc., San Juan, Texas, Maricopa, Arizona, Food Pantry, Penobscotch. That's in Maine, by the way. McCrum Potato Processing Facility, Belfast, Maine. You've got Walmart Distributing Center in Plainfield, Indiana. Nestle's...
That one, by the way, was severe enough the ATF had to step in to investigate, but they found nothing.
Yeah. Well, I'm shocked. And so the investigation of the fire involved the ATF, or AFT, is actually alcohol, firearms, and tobacco. AFT, who reported that the investigation into the cause of fire could take weeks or months to figure out what happened. And so, you know, it's kind of like they did a study on, trikes, bicycles, you know, the little kids' trikes, and they asked, why did they fall over? And they studied this for a year or something, and then their conclusion was they cornered too sharply. And so it's kind of like that. And so now we've got another one here in Wayne Hoover Dairy Farm in Long Swamp. That's a good one. Long Swamp, Township, Pennsylvania. Nutrient Ag Solutions. And some of these are also fertilizer factories as well. And so, no, nothing to see here. Shadowbrook Farm and Dutch Girl Creamery, Shearer's Food, Hermiston, Oregon, Lincoln Premium Poultry, Fremont, New England, Nebraska. And then we had Best Farms in St. Albans, Virginia. You got Lewis Dreyfus Company in Claypool, Indiana. You've got Percy Farm in Stowe, Vermont. Fertilizer plant in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Cargill Nutrient Mill, feed mill, and that's in Louisiana. We've got Westside Food Processing Plant, San Antonio, Texas. Made Right State Company, Scott Township, Pennsylvania. Girard County Food Pantry in Lancaster, Kentucky. Patek Meat Products, Austell, Georgia. Tyson River Valley Ingredients Plant in Hanceville, Alabama. Gee, just to name a few, and obviously we can't get into each and every one of their circumstances, but do you see, like, does that kind of give you a little spidey thing going on, a little spidey sense tingle there?
Well, and what's interesting to me, too, is the pervasive hack that Russia and China have had on our energy grid and the rest of these plants and a lot of these things all across our country. And what's interesting about that is they call it pervasive because they would have had to throw out everything in order to get rid of it. So they didn't, which means it's still ongoing. Now, if we were to see something like, I don't know, 16 food processing plants being destroyed at a time where we're already facing severe shortages, and interestingly enough, it just seems like they keep doing things more and more to prevent us from being able to have food.
Well,
like, no.
You're going to be hungry and you're going to like it, you know. And so,
so that, California, for instance, recently ended up trying to get through something to where you have no new expansions on any meat or poultry.
What about the water?
Places.
And well, then, yeah, water,
the water
right
is
now
cut off. And all you got to do is look back to 2019 when they dumped all the water into the ocean to save the Delta smelt in 1,000
Oh, that's, yeah, that, and they've kept that going all these
the
years.
Because the Delta smelt need to go to market so we can have them on our table? No, that's not true. And so that comes from DJHJ Media. That's David J. Harris, Jr. That's where that article came from that I just pulled up. It's by Rich Welch. You know, so is this part of the Great Reset? I think so.
You also missed one as well.
Oh, did I, I missed one?
Yeah, Taylor Farms in San Elias, California.
Salinas.
Yeah, I think I got that one,
well,
actually.
I don't know.
Here's a piggyback on that. So we had about 40% of our corn came from Russia. That's gone. We had about 15% of our wheat came from Russia. That's gone. And it's about 40% between Russia and Ukraine. But right now, needless to say, we're not getting those supplies.
Well, I think we should invest in cardboard because that might be what we're eating in our bread if we're not careful.
Well, and so now let's go through. Now we have fertilizer company complains about railroad shipment limits. So Omaha, Nebraska,
yes,
a major fertilizer company, says the limits Union Pacific is putting on rail traffic to clear up congestion will delay shipments that farmers need during the spring planting season. When you go through and you start doing the research, farmers in America right now are producing 60 to 70% less food than they were last year.
But back to the rail cars, you know that the farmers have a contract for the rail cars because that's how they move it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how most of the grain is moved, is on rail cars. And so what they've done is let the big box stores, like Walmart or whoever, go ahead even and bid higher, even though they have a contract.
Mm-hmm.
They're allowing that bid to come in and kicking the farmer out so they can move their stuff on the rails.
And we've already seen this year fertilizer prices increase 300% over what they were just the year prior. And the year prior to that, it had already increased 100%.
Yeah, there's inflation going on. It's not the perfect storm here. We'll cut all the food supply off. We'll print money until it becomes worthless. And then we'll starve everybody into submission because we need a new world
government. Well, not only that, but the farmers are contracted here for at the end. It not only interrupts the food chain, but it their money as well.
Well, let's I got an idea. Let's listen to Klaus Schwab telling us it's going to be okay because of the World Organization, the New World Order. Let's hear what Klaus has to say.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, while you pull that up,
I got it pulled up, but it's not on.
This one's from March 30, and it's the president of BlackRock Investment Firm.
Travis in
the
there.
Largest land asset company in the world. Mm-hmm. BlackRock, yeah, that one.
He warns an entitled generation that they need to brace for a stock of shortages and higher inflations. Experts warn Americans
this
will pay an extra $433 a month for basic goods this year.
This is all Putin's fault. He's obviously out of control.
Now, mind you, that date was from March 30th, about a month ago, before we started seeing all of these, poultry plants.
Okay, hold that thought. Here comes Klaus. He's going to weigh in. All right, we're ready. Here we go.
I'm proud that the government of Dubai has been so foresighted in establishing a center for the fourth industrial revolution in cooperation with the World Economic Forum. The objective is to quickly recognize the potential of new technologies as well as develop the necessary ethical and political frameworks around those new technologies to ensure that those technologies are human-centered and society-oriented.
You will own nothing and you will like it.
He sounds like a Bond villain. Well, and also,
he looks like a Bond villain.
In this last week, too, were you aware that California passed a bill that now allows infanticide?
I was. I was actually thought about bringing that up because it's like, it's not like, oh, gee, the day before. They're talking about like 2 months out.
Yeah.
So we can kill our children 2 months out because why?
You can't kill them. You just don't have to take care of them. Don't worry. So if
you
just like,
same thing?
No, just don't feed them and stuff. Like,
so that's not infanticide. That's what?
Clump of cells.
What a little.
What was that, Biden?
What a
little. I know. See, if you approach a left wing liberal, wingnut. And said that, they would go, that's not true.
Of course.
Because I'm in the metaverse.
But I hate to tell you, you're going to go hungry just like everybody else if you're not careful.
You'll have nothing to eat, and you'll like it.
The bright side, now that
this is for your own good.
Now that infanticide's out of the way and we can do that, now we just need to have, like, less people working.
My God, Mom. So, you are arguing with me again.
No, hang on. There's
less
a bill.
Less people working. Yeah.
There's a bill, AB 2932. California lawmakers propose 4-day work week for large companies.
Yeah, so for 500 employees or more.
Let's work less to get paid more. But that's going to work when you don't have anything to eat because you got nothing to buy.
Well, you have nothing to buy, but also if you're not working, you're not producing anything to buy.
Well, that's pretty much the government now.
Yeah,
I get $300,000 a year. What do you do? Well, I'm a part of the Department of something. And what do you do? Well, I'm not sure yet because they haven't told me. But, hey, can I get a raise? And how about a better 25% pension plan?
Sure.
Why not?
Why not? No problem.
See, you love me. You love me.
You can't make this stuff up.
What are you talking about? Dave, is it safe?
Who knows what's safe? I once saw a man drop dead from looking at his wife.
Hey, Dave, is Dave home?
Dave,
are you there, Dave?
I'm going to ask you once again. Is it safe?
Safe? Who knows what's safe? I once saw a man drop dead from looking at his wife.
It's safe as hell.
Come on in. No problem.
Remember Marathon Man? You have probably never seen that one with Dustin Hoffman. So he's in the dentist chair, who is like Klaus Schwab is the dentist. I'm not kidding. It's Klaus Schwab, younger Klaus Schwab. And he's like, you know, so he's asking him questions like this. He says, is it safe? And the guy says, well, of course it's safe. And then he hits him with the old drill on the exposed nerve inside his mouth and asks him again, is it safe? And he's like, hell yeah, it's safe. And he's like, he'd never get the answer. So he's just torturing the guy. He hits him again with the drill. Is it safe? What do you want me to say? Yeah, it's no, it's not safe. That's what we're dealing with. You know, they want people who just do whatever they're told. It's kind of like 1984. I know. 1 week we're at war with these guys, and the next week we're at war with those guys, and these guys that we were at war last week are our friends now, and those other guys are the bad ones. And you know, and by the way,
it's kind of like mask on, mask off.
If you want some
three
food,
masks, five masks.
If you want some food, don't get in line.
Look at the insanity of the things that we have going on right now. So this is from the Post-Millennial yesterday. Teachers union head says parental rights bill are how wars start. This is propaganda, Rondi Warden said. This misinformation, this is the way in which wars start, the way in which hatred starts. Warden made the claim to Rock Smith on a podcast that's a bad thing for parents to take a deeper look and demand more input and transparency on the curriculum, from textbooks to classroom instruction. She also finds it harmful for teachers to be branded and exposed as indoctrinating students in critical race and gender
theory. Do you know what the answer to all this really is? You give them the middle finger double barrel salute. That's what the answer really is to all of this.
And you take your kids out of these schools that are propaganda.
Giving them the middle finger, you know, double barrel middle finger salute. That's what we're talking about, because at some point in time, you just got to say, F.
Well, again, yeah.
True.
No government. Smaller government, yeah. Right? Hello, no matter what it is, no, whether it's our education, everything.
You will own nothing and you will like it, because I will own everything.
Not if we get rid of you.
I guess, do we have to go to a break?
We do have to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Speak for yourself about being disturbed.
You're disturbing me.
You done disturbed me.
I'm disturbed about you being disturbed about me being disturbed.
I'm disturbed. Again.
I'm not sure what happened. And one, two, three, here we go.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. And they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man begs to differ, judging by the hole in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Look
Becky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to their new location at 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, featuring mouth-watering sandwiches, French dip, Philly, tri-tip, New York steak, tri-nami, a combination of tri-tip and pastrami. Bite into a mouthful of flavor with a peanut butter and jalapeno jelly burger or the jalapeno bacon ranch burger. Becky Miller's Deli and Market has moved to 2495 Athens Avenue, just north of Crown Motors in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Our food speaks for itself. Call 530-691-4333. That's 530-691-4333.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We're back. Now, I want to explain a little bit about Klaus Schwab. We've been having fun with it, and I'm going to play another clip here. But who is Klaus Schwab?
Schwab, all right.
Klaus Schwab. Who is Klaus Schwab? Well, the one clip that I played was at the convening of the World Government Summit in Dubai, where he urges rapid widespread cooperation. Now, the unelected globalist and World Economic Forum founder, Klaus Schwab, proclaimed on Wednesday, this is March 31st, by the way, about a month ago, that a single government, world government, is needed to solve global problems such as climate change, trade, and economic disruptions. Does that sound like anything that could possibly be happening currently?
No.
Schwab praised the World Government Summit as a place for governments to go beyond crisis management. Wow, this is just, I'm starting to feel a little Pollyanna here, you know. And while adding, in times of crisis, the role of governments is more important and relevant than ever. Imagine that. Who was that other, man of influence that said something about don't let a crisis go to waste? Oh, yeah, that's right. It was John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's manager. So, with that, let's introduce Klaus Schwab's top man.
Second in command.
So Klaus Schwab, if you look at him and you see him, he looks like a little bit like a bad villain out of a Bond movie. He kind of reminds me of who was Mini-Me and what was that movie with what's his name?
Spy Who Shagged Me or something?
Yeah, was the Spy Who Shagged Me? Maybe. This could be the same thing. We're getting shagged if we don't pay attention here. Just saying. And so his name is Dr. Yuval Noah Harari. Now, this guy, if there was Dr. Evil, this is Dr. Evil's son. Okay.
He must be related to Fauci.
And he's talking about humans are now hackable animals. Now, what does that mean? I'm hackable?
You are just a hackable animal.
I feel like I'm going to hack. Don't worry. Everybody give me all of your money, and we all be happy.
And you own nothing. I own everything, and you'll like it.
And you'll be happy.
You must be happy.
Trust me, Elsis. I know what I'm talking about.
It's like in China when they ask, are you happy? How do you feel about your government?
It's kind of like World War II. Would you like a cigarette, old man? No, I don't want no cigarette. Leave me alone. Here, let me light that for you. So, with that said, here's Dr. Yuval Harari humans are now hackable animals.
Hackable
and
animals.
And free will, that thing about free will, it's over. It's over. So here we go. Here's this guy. These guys got more money. And gee, I wonder where that's coming from.
Mark. You need to understand. It's only 2,600 of the world's most powerful companies like Walmart, Costco, 140 countries involved. There's only like everyone that makes any determining factors, including the Biden BuildBackBetter.com website that takes you to the WhiteHouse.com. It's only these things. You shut up. Go.
You will shop at Walmart and be happy. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Many tyrants and governments wanted to do it, but nobody understood biology well enough. And nobody had enough computing power and data to hack millions of people. Neither the Gestapo nor the KGB could do it. But soon, at least some corporations and governments will be able to systematically hack all the people. We humans should get used to the idea that we are no longer mysterious souls. We are now hackable animals. Data might enable human elites to do something even more radical than just build digital dictatorships. By hacking organisms, elites may gain the power to re-engineer the future of life itself. Because once you can hack something, you can usually also engineer it. And if indeed we succeed in hacking and engineering life, this will be not just the greatest revolution in the history of humanity. This will be the greatest revolution in biology since the very beginning of life 4 billion years ago. For 4 billion years, nothing fundamental changed in the basic rules of the game of life. All of life for 4 billion years, dinosaurs, amoebas, tomatoes, humans, all of life was subject to the laws of natural selection and to the laws of organic biochemistry. But this is now about to change. Science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design and the intelligent design of our clouds. The IBM cloud, the Microsoft cloud, these are the new driving forces of evolution. And at the same time, science may enable life, after being confined for 4 billion years to the limited realm of organic compounds, science may enable life to break out into the inorganic realm.
Pause it for a second.
So after 4 billion years,
and what he's saying by that, too, is mentioning the stuff like the article that came out about how you can upload your brain to the metaverse, breaking out of the organic realm.
And I think they're also referring to hacking you by injecting you, possibly, with some kind of graphic substance or graphite or something like that that can somehow be controlled by these guys. Now, whether that's actually attainable or not, I don't think matters if this guy thinks that he can do that, because I think he's sort of playing God a little here.
Isn't that kind of what you they did think? With the Jap?
Well, and what's interesting, too, is you have these guys like Schwab. He doesn't want to die. He's hanging on. He wants to basically be able to upload himself and live for another 150 years, continuing to control your life through the metaverse and through the other things, because as we know, there's no such thing as a man or a woman or anything else, and you'll probably still have all your same rights once you upload to the metaverse.
Kinda
you just
like,
have to leave your body
like,
behind.
Sort of like the Matrix.
So where was this guy?
This was at the World. This is at the World Economic Forum. This is not some low-level guy in the back alley,
right,
you know, with a sign that says Jesus is coming. This is about these guys have.
Wow.
Let's see, unlimited supplies of money from all over the place, you know, and all these companies giving them all this money to do all this stuff.
Well, that's part of it too.
In order
to have a good ESG score now, these companies have to donate and participate and be part
right.
of
yeah.
actually giving them enforcement measures. And these guys are the same guys that come out and say, oh, yeah, we have to force these companies to do that. And BlackRock is forcing these companies to do that, they say. Go ahead.
Well, okay, let's hear a little more from
son
of Dr. Evil here.
I mean, come on.
See, all the money in the world. We can do whatever we want. We want world domination. I'm tired of playing golf.
You shut up, you hackable animal.
Okay, here we go.
Of organic life shaped by natural selection, we are entering the era of inorganic life shaped by intelligent design. So does the data about my DNA, my brain, my body, my life, does it belong to me or to some corporation or to the government or perhaps to the human collective? Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over. Free will, that's over.
That's over.
Over. Today, we have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale. Yeah, I mean, everything is being digitalized. Everything is being monitored. In this time of crisis, you have to follow science. It's often said that you should never allow a good crisis to go to waste.
Wow, does any of those terms kind of ring bells here? these guys wouldn't, you know, these guys, for example, wouldn't, like, pay a bunch of people to steal an election so they could get some kind of puppet government in there that does whatever
they want. The idea that you can
to?
Vote in an election and you have control over that, that's over, you hackable, stupid animal.
Yeah.
But what really bothers me is if they're talking to us and we have this information now, I would say that they've already been experimenting.
And they're talking about doing something.
They said it's over. I didn't say you have a chance to make it not be over.
Yeah,
it's over.
I'm just saying some of them labs and stuff. I mean, you know.
I'm just reporting here. I'm completely unbiased at this point. I'm not sure what to believe, but I do believe that what these guys are saying is what they said. We've got it on tape. We got it on video. It was at the World Economic Forum. It's been widely reported. They don't deny it. In fact, it's right in our face. They're telling us this is what they're doing.
And
we should just ignore that, right? Because it's a conspiracy theory.
You know what? You know what? You will exist in our hackable dictatorship in this metaverse, and you
oh,
will
that's
like
where
it.
I want to go. I want to go to a metaverse with frickin' doll-eyed cue ball boy. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, Zuckerface? Wow, that's a great place to be. He doesn't look like he's kind of transformed over the last, 10 years. He used to look like a boy, like the guy, kid next door. Now he looks like a glossed over shell of a person who kind of says.
It kind of looks like a lot of things that are going on in life.
I'm just saying.
Look
at the pictures. Look at the pictures.
Look at the kid's toys.
Look at his picture next to Jen Psaki. That's a frightening look.
Yeah.
It's like Peppermint Patty and Charlie Brown, you know? I mean, are they real? Well, they kind of are because they were animated.
Whoa, okay.
I'm just saying, and what's this hackable thing?
Was that the end of the clip?
Yeah, well, there's about one. No, that's the end of the clip.
Okay.
So
that's a lot of territory.
There's a bunch
cover.
More from that guy, actually. And yeah, it's a lot to unpack, but I've got probably an hour of videos from the guy.
That's
that
what I'm saying.
Like that.
I mean, and this has been widely reported by Gino.
People are
all over the place.
Are
I mean, this
listening
is not,
to this guy?
Well, many, the guys that are I listening mean, to it are trying to take over the world. I know,
well,
it's crazy.
What people need to do, too, to understand the full scope of this is you look at who their partners and who their influencers
right.
are, and you
Black
look at
Rock.
The attendance. Look at the attendance sheets for the people who are there.
Yeah.
They are Facebook, Google. You've got.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, a curious one. You're right. It was Rahm Emanuel who said, don't let a crisis go to waste. I was thinking John Podesta because, you know, it's not like they're not part of the same group.
A lot of these people all say the same thing. I mean,
yeah.
Pick a name, and you'll probably end up having them say the exact same thing. And a lot of times it's manufactured crises. I mean, it's pretty interesting to me. Did you guys know in the last 2 weeks we ended up having a cyber pandemic exercise put on by the World Economic Forum. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Event 201, the novel coronavirus pandemic exercise that took place on October 19th, 2019, well, 3 months before the actual thing happened.
Well, but they keep telling us it's never going to end. It's just going to keep going.
Here's the thing. Bright side. Schwab, he ended up just throwing out there that the next pandemic is going to be a cyber pandemic, and now they're preparing for one this last week. So, I mean, it's we're not going to see anything like that.
What a strange coincidence there. I mean, really, you know?
Well, I do want to mention that there will be a political leadership school in Palo Cedro, California on Saturday, May 14th at 9 a.m. And if you want to get involved in getting trained on how to deal with our political people and get involved in our government at this point.
Did you see what the topic is? Well, unless you're politically feared, you'll never be politically respected.
See, that's part of what's going on with the happening even in our local. You know, as soon as you challenge them, okay, if they're not afraid of you, they could give a crap. We've been through the whole gamut on this thing. You know, if you try to reason with them, if you try to educate them, they don't understand, they don't care about that. They're just placating you. But as soon as they see you have real consequences, I don't know, like a recall, and all of a sudden you are a threat to them, then all of a sudden you're the bad guy. The next stage is you get rid of them. And
that's why I was saying when Dar called in about that article, that's why it's making, whether it's international or, you know, that's why we're so in the paper.
Their mission is their goal is to help fellow citizens understand how the political process works in America. When you understand how the political process works, you can make it work to advance the issues and causes that will restore America to its constitutional roots. So to get involved in that, let me see if I've got a place. Who can we call? Do we have anybody that we can call?
They have a link on there.
There's a link on there. And I'll see if I'll post it on Facebook until I can get into another forum.
Schedule, refund.
Well, you guys find that. So this is interesting. Wikipedia, as of yesterday.
You just go online. I'm sorry. You go online and you can buy your tickets.
Registration.
And
stuff. Hang on. Yeah, let's finish this out.
For Applied Conservative Leadership.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll post the link in Facebook, and then you can register off that link.
And while you get that done, so yesterday Wikipedia deleted the page for Hunter Biden's investment firm, and Wikipedia editors took down the entry for Hunter Biden's investment firm Rosemont Seneca Partners on Wednesday, deciding it was not notable and that keeping the page up was a magnet for conspiracy theories about Hunter Biden.
Everything's a conspiracy about Hunter Biden. The fact that he got so screwed up and left his laptop there and didn't reclaim it because he thought he had deleted all the data off it, even though he didn't, and then they find all these pictures and all these emails and all this stuff. That's all conspiracy theory, even though it has been proven to be real and valid and actual.
And it's interesting. The same date, it's just weird. New York Post, Joe Biden met with Hunter Biden business partners at the White House. I thought Joe didn't know anything about it. I mean, that's what they told us.
Well, he might have known something about it, but then he forgot.
Oh, okay. So Hunter Biden.
And they turned it over to the FBI.
Hunter Biden's closest business partner made at least 19 visits to the White House and other locations between 2009 and 2015, including a sit down with then Vice President Joe Biden in the West Wing. Weird. Biden didn't know anything about his business dealings.
That's probably true.
Hey, I've never done anything. I've never lied.
That's probably very true.
I've never done anything wrong.
He can't remember, you know.
Come on, man. What the hell?
He can't even find his way, you know, inside the house.
How about Florida?
Well, he got walked off the lawn the other day by the Easter Bunny.
you know, he can't even find his
way. Another surreal moment in the White House resume. Yeah, hey, he started talking about Afghanistan to some little kid that wanted an Easter egg, you know, and the Easter Bunny intervened.
They're going to start putting a leash around him and to keep him in check so that he can get home.
Well, it's getting pretty bad. You know, it really is. He's tried to shake hands with a ghost the other night, and then he's wandering around on the stage, you know.
It was not a ghost, okay? He wanted to shake hands with the 80 million dead people.
There's more?
Well, okay.
I don't know. It's just so bizarre. It is so bizarre. All this stuff's coming out right before this next election. Does this seem like there's a battle going on here to anybody but me?
When you look at this stuff, it's just creepy, man. So the Florida Senate passed legislation ending the Disney tax privilege that was set up,
right,
to where they had this self-governing power.
Right.
Now, we also
That's
had all
weird,
kinds
isn't it?
Of pedophiles and crap like that that were arrested
oh, yeah,
in Florida.
That's all good stuff.
And why are they able to self-govern? And why are they able to set up their own government and their own laws and manage themselves there?
Why not?
The police are not allowed in there, weren't allowed in there.
In the meantime, they can groom our kids. And, oh, by the way, don't mention gay in that bill from the LGBTQ plus FUCB.
Don't challenge that at all. Everybody's the same. Come on.
Now, what's interesting to me, now Colorado is trying to set up them in Colorado and bring Florida's Disney over there and give them those special privileges.
Meanwhile, Disney's stock is tanking. Netflix stock is tanking. See, this is why I always tell you, we're starting to see that more and more people are realizing what's going on. When you go after the kids, when you go after, you know, all the crap they're trying to feed them, the schools, there's a big turnaround going on because otherwise Disney's stock wouldn't have tanked.
Find the video as I go through this, the one about the schools. Bring that up and play it. Because here's the interesting thing. They're telling us that they are – I sent it to your email.
When?
Just a couple of minutes
okay.
ago. So they're telling us that we're not having any of this critical race theory in our schools, that they're not grooming these children to hear things. Florida just rejected 40%
right.
of the math books – that were trying to be held into the curriculum. Now, mind you, with what the teachers union head said and talked about how this is how wars are started and parents shouldn't be looking into what's in the curriculum.
Better hurry or we're going to run out of time.
This is what's going on.
Okay, so are we ready to go? Are we ready? Have we got the sound going here? Are we ready? Okay, here we go.
Hey, liberals, can we just agree that there's something not right about this?
Yeah, Simon said, quote, Angela was sexually abused by her mother's blank at age 8, which shaped her career choices and motivation for writing, with the multiple choice answers being A, boyfriend, B, brother, C, father. And another said, quote, trying to support her son as a single mother, she worked as a pimp, prostitute, and blank, with the multiple choice answers being A, bookie, B, drug dealer, and C, nightclub.
Come on, you guys are the ones that used to tell everybody how low on the totem pole in comparison to the world the U.S. was with our poor education system.
That's
you guys taught us
now.
To be leery of our education system. This was the machine that we were to rage against.
That's
the
entire
video.
Stop it.
Right, so the math questions.
That's a math question.
Yeah, you probably have to go back and actually stop it and read it for people to get it.
So if Johnny had 10 dime bags and, on the corner with 2 hours to sell them, and how many dime bags would he have to sell per minute in order to achieve his goal of completely emptying out his drug stash?
No, it was if Johnny was sexually abused by his mother.
I forgot that part.
Yeah, his mother is a prostitute.
A dancer, exotic dancer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing to see here, guys. Yeah. Don't bother opening up your textbooks. This is not
But
happening
we don't want to we don't want them to
this
say gay.
And that's
well,
tame.
No.
That's tame. That's what we can play on the radio, you
but
guys.
But they teach them it's and you don't care for them if you won't allow them to be.
Here's
what
I want you
be.
Guys to do. I want you, if you have kids that are still in the school system and you haven't figured out a way to pull them out yet, I want you to go back and I want you to listen to Glenn Beck's special on this last Wednesday. This last Wednesday, he goes through and shows what our kids are being taught with incest and the rest of these things and this sexual perversion and deviancy. That right there was an example I can play on the radio. There's stuff that he couldn't even show. He had to blur it out because otherwise he would be convicted.
You know what's really weird
so.
Is these guys are just absolutely evil, and they don't even know it or don't care.
They know it.
They know it.
They know it, and they do
how
care.
How could they not know it?
You look at how many of these
because
people are trying to push now and act like minor attracted persons, and they're saying it that way instead of pedophile because we don't want to talk bad about pedophiles now. Love has no age.
Wow.
Oh.
Would Chipper go burr?
Love has no age? Wow, that's deep. I'm not sure what to think about that.
That's what they're saying.
That's so screwed up. These people are so screwed up. And, of course, what that tells you is that they've been screwed up for a long time because they think that this is okay. Anybody, I mean, how does a person rationalize this crap?
I don't know. The problem is we fell asleep a long time ago, and they've been working at it a long time.
I know, but,
you know,
still, how do you rationalize
I don't know how
taking
you rationalize
advantage
it.
Of little innocent children. I mean, you've got a screw so loose that it's rattling around in some kind of a pan there that, you know, where the gel didn't set up, you know. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. And I don't know. It's just... But things are turning, but we have to get this stuff exposed. It has to get out there. You have to realize there's a reason why you need to get involved locally. You need to go to that meeting this afternoon.
I was going to say, don't forget the rally by the river today from 3 to 5.
Yeah, because you need to understand what's going on. You can't just keep ignoring it and pretending that, hey, as long as it doesn't affect me, it's okay. I don't mind. But there's food shortages coming. There's economic economic catastrophes is coming, and are you just going to sit around and pretend it doesn't exist?
Everything's
you need
coming.
To be
it affects
preparing.
Everybody, it's going to affect
that's right.
You. It,
we need to take
levels.
Back our local government yeah. from these entrenched politics, these blood-sucking people that just think that they're there for our. You know, we just need to just accept it the way it is, and
we
it's not going to happen.
No, they wow. need us. It's just bizarre. This whole thing is just so bizarre.
Well, this is what happens when you let the evil people gravitate to positions of power and you don't get involved in your own government.
That is true.
So,
that's true.
Well, we got a couple minutes here. I don't know. We
take it back. The people need to take it all back.
We will be podcasting again tomorrow. We highly encourage you to go to Rumble or Facebook or YouTube. You know, Rumble, I'm at mkent01, I believe, is where that's at.
And I'm Rumble _Fires.
_ Fires?
Yep, just F-I-R-E-S.
I don't remember what I am.
You don't remember what you are?
I'm not on Rumble.
I want to talk about it for a second, the whole situation about how the left is saying
oh,
tax
I'm sorry,
rich.
Mkent 101.
Well, you're not going to have a chance because guess
we're
what?
We're done.
We're done. We're at the top of the hour. Here we go.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
All gun controls race.
Working with my hands. Oh, believe me.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.